the total outstanding student loan debt in Florida is just under $90 billion, and it increased by 35% from 2015 to 2018, which is a pretty big jump. The cause of the rising debt could be not just from college graduates graduating with more debt in Florida, which can be caused by the failure of government grants to keep pace with increases in college costs. It could also be from people moving to Florida and retiring with their student loan debt.
So as far as why Florida had such a drastic jump in the last few years and why Florida's debt is climbing at a faster rate than anywhere else in the country, nothing definitive, really, it sounds like.
There's nothing really definitive. There isn't enough data to point to any particular cause of it. And Florida, it's one of the top 10 states with regard to college students, but that doesn't explain the increase. Florida has a pretty generous state grant program called the Bright Futures Program. If it hasn't kept pace with the increase in college costs, that could be a potential cause. And it could be particular cities are contributing significantly. Typically, the more populous cities are the ones that are going to have the highest amount of student loan debt. But overall, it's not really clear what's causing this.
At the same time, last summer we have this WalletHub study that says Florida graduates have less student loan debt overall than most other states. So does Florida still, even with the recent jump, does Florida still look pretty good compared to other states?
Just because there's been an increase doesn't mean that the average debt at graduation isn't more attractive. There's some data that shows that the states that have more debt tend to also have more jobs. So, for example, the New England states tend to have higher average debt at graduation, but the students from those states aren't defaulting on their student loans, partly because they are able to get jobs that pay well enough to avoid the financial pressure that causes some borrowers to default on their student loans.
Well, and I guess it's also worth asking the question, in general, does Florida charge less for tuition than a lot of other states?
Florida's public colleges tend to be among the more affordable public colleges, which is partly why it's so strange that there would be such a big increase in the amount of debt among people who have student loans in Florida. But the figures for the population with student loan debt includes not just recent college graduates, but also people who have had their debt for years, and not just people who graduated from Florida colleges, but also people who graduated from colleges in other states. I mean, where would you rather retire? In Florida, where it's warm and sunny, or in one of the northern states where there's a lot of snow and it's cold in the winters?
Do you see any upside to a student getting this kind of debt in college?
Well, the key is to keep your debt at graduation in sync with your income after graduation. If your total student loan debt is less than your annual starting salary, you'll be able to repay your student loans in 10 years or less. That's a reasonable and affordable amount of student loan debt.
What's the big picture for Florida and student loan debt?
We don't really have a student loan problem so much as a college completion problem. Students who drop out of college are four times more likely to default on their student loans, and they represent about two-thirds of the defaults. So we have a significant number of college-capable students who aren't pursuing a college education because they can't afford the cost.
Mark Kantrowitz with SavingForCollege.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.